This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
I'm sorry, are you sure this is the podcast you were looking for? Really? Okay then. Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast. Every week, our sad little team discusses gaming in various forms, make stupid wisecracks, and generally embarrass themselves quite well with their so-called expert opinions. Remember, you did this to yourself.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And, well, after last week's marathon session, I was thinking maybe we could talk about something a little more open-ended, but not as, you know, open-ended as gaming tools.
What?
Well, I was thinking we could... You like your tools. I know. You like to play with your tools. I get that. Insert cricket sound here.
Yes.
Yes. I never said it was funny joke. I said it would be a joke. Anyway, you know, I did YouTube for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And still technically do. I do throw up replays off of Twitch of what I'm doing on Twitch onto a YouTube channel. So throwing up as in I export them from Twitch to YouTube so that people who watch YouTube who want to watch something that was done hours or maybe even days ago, rather than sitting and watching it live, they can do that. Yes. Never let it be said I don't help out the people that are not quite with it. I'm being nice. Anyway, point is, I play video games on the internet. I talk about it. And so far, it's, you know, I'm not doing great. But I do get people to watch and people drop by. And occasionally, one guy drops by and tries to get me to say his name. Which is funny because he tries to spell it in a way that if you read it, it says something exceedingly racist. But I just look at it and my wife's like, don't say that. And I'm like, I wasn't going to. Hey, dude, I'm not going to say your name. Stop that. Oh, I'm not trying to troll you. He says, right. That's why your name, when read out phonetically, is effectively smelly N-word. Right. I didn't report him, but...
I would have.
I learned from some people on Twitch, some folks that basically took me under their wing right at the start a few months ago. And it's like, you just got to let that stuff roll off your back. Just don't fall for it. They're going to keep coming whether you report them or not. You can make a new account and be right back up there with another bad name. Anybody can do it. It's not worth it. Just if you don't give them the rise they're looking for, they'll go away. Mostly. Until you're huge. And then they're always there. But that's when you have mods. And mods go, oh, look, banned. You know?
Yeah.
They just see the name and go, bye-bye. But hey, it's a way to get, you know, somebody, they do stuff to get your attention, so they maybe throw bits at you and get money. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, sure, it's pennies, but whatever. You know, I don't mind people throwing pennies at me. E-begging while I play video games. Still more money I ever made.
Pennies. I should say, how about if they put those pennies in a railgun and hurl them at you?
That would not be very nice, but anyway.
They're still sending pennies at you.
They are. They're effectively throwing pennies at me just very fast. And yeah, I wouldn't like that.
But occasionally, copper.
Occasionally I get like a buck here, a buck there, 30 cents here, 50 cents there. And that's fine. I'll dance on the corner and do a little jig and, you know, play a video game while they throw change at me. It's still more money than I ever made on YouTube over 8 years. Regardless,
that's because YouTube doesn't have pity.
Anyway, so that's neither here nor there. A lot of people come And I've noticed this. I get a lot of people that drop by my games, especially if I'm playing Lord of the Rings Online. But, you know, in other games too, like if I'm playing World of Warcraft and somebody drops by, they may ask me, hey, what's changed over the last few years? I dropped out at Cataclysm. Is the game any good anymore? Or they'll ask, hey, you know, what's your build? What class are you playing? What server are you on? That's, you know, what are you doing? That sort of thing. They'll interact, but they're watching because they're interested. They want to learn, or they are, well, it's something we used to do way back in the day. That sounds really, yeah, we used to do raiding.
Watch those videos just so we'd have some idea of what the hell we were supposed to do.
Exactly.
What we were doing wrong was and generally the case.
That's how we learned to safety dance. That's how we learned to do a lot of things. And that's great. That's wonderful. That's awesome. But here's the thing. People still do that. But now instead of watching somebody's successful run on, you know, insert dungeon wing here or on this particular boss or whatever, they go to Twitch and they're not seeing that person, that guild's perfect run that they did, which is not realistic. They're right. Seeing every freaking run. These guys may be, you know, maybe the streamer is in with his guild doing this wing or this boss or whatever. They're going to do this clear, and they're only on their 20th attempt, and then they wipe, and then they come back, and then they try it again, and then they wipe, and they come back. And the thing is, you are, I think that's a lot more useful as a learning tool, because yeah, you're spending all this time watching. Maybe it's easier to just sit down and watch a 20-minute video than to watch a multiple hour live stream, but you're learning with the guild. You're watching what works and what doesn't. That's most important. Watching what doesn't work so that when you go and turn around, you've been watching this progression raid group do this stuff. And when you see what works and they succeed, sure, you didn't beat them to the punch, but you'll beat the other chumps behind you because now you can go to your, you know, as raid leader and go, this is what works. This is what doesn't. And maybe you'll do it in less attempts. Maybe you'll get there faster. And then if you get there faster, that makes you a better guild. And then eventually people are watching you and yada, yada, yada down the line. So I really feel like, yeah, while YouTube still has a place for watching and learning how to do this dungeon or how to do this raid or what techniques and builds are working best in PvP war fronts or arenas or whatever, battlegrounds, all that, in the mists. That's what they call it in Guild Wars 2, right?
Right.
Okay. So you can, you know, sure, maybe you're learning what builds work best and things like that. That's awesome. And there's a place for that. There is. I still feel like Twitch is a better learning tool overall because you can learn why something works. They can tell you, this is the way you do it, period. Okay, so how did you come to that conclusion? And moreover, what wrong things did you do that we need to avoid? Because if you see, it's one thing to tell somebody like in the Four Horsemen. Do you remember the Four Horsemen fight?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There were those circles that opened up under your feet, right? Don't stand in the black, right?
Yep.
And casters had a real problem with this because you got casting times and you were stuck. You couldn't move. And now the black opens up, you're touching it or it's right under you and you're getting severely damaged.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're seeing, okay, there's a badass mage. He's kicking ass. Oh, black hit him and he stands through the whole casting time and now he's dead. If he had broke his casting and stepped away, he lives to fight another day. That's, you know, just, it's one thing to tell your casters, don't do this. It's another thing for them to see it and go, oh, casting that spell doesn't work under that circumstance. I'd better not do that, you know? Mm-hmm. Theoretically, yes, you can get that from a generic YouTube video, too. Seeing it live, big difference, especially if you're coming from the point of view of that class, seeing, oh, bugger, that really didn't work. Now you're seeing it as you would have saw it while you were playing. From that point of view, makes a huge difference, in my opinion. But anyway, I'm just going off on this. What other reasons are there to watch YouTube and Twitch regarding gaming?
Well, if, other than just video game gaming, there's, I'm watching it on YouTube, but it's being shown on Twitch and on Geek and Sundry. I've been watching Critical Role.
Yes.
I'm in the low 60th episode, but it's basically a bunch of voice actors playing D&D.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds exceedingly boring.
Yes.
But if you give it a few episodes, it starts to grow on you and you start to care about the characters. And their interaction as the game progresses gets better and better, and you really start to care about how well they're doing.
Right.
I mean, there are so many fights that they've gone through where a clutch moment saves the entire party. You know, just one simple act, and it leaves you exhilarated.
Mm-hmm.
Just as good as any Academy Award winning movie. You know, it has that range of emotions. You know, it's got humor, it's got drama, it's got all kinds of personal interaction because you're watching this story unfold.
Right.
At three, you know, anywhere between like 2 hours to 5 hours at a time, depending upon how long that episode happens to be.
Yeah.
And some of those, they're so riveting, you don't even realize you've been watching this show for hours. And I mean, I don't want to go into spoilers, but there's just so many good events. You know, the Dungeon Master is by far the best Dungeon Master I've ever seen.
Right.
I mean, the way he takes the people's backstories and starts working through their backstories so their character gets fleshed out. You know, they're actually dealing with the history of this person's backstory. You know, what happened in their past, he's bringing it to the forefront and dealing with it. When one of the characters multiclassed,
mm-hmm.
he blended that into the story.
Well, as he should, but...
Well, no, this was in a way that you didn't even realize that's what was happening until it happened.
Hmm.
And then you look back at it, and it's like, wow, that was impressive. Because you see all the hints leading up to it, but you just didn't realize that's what was happening.
Hmm, that's nice.
And I kind of had an idea what was going on just because, you know, I've been DMing for, you know, decades.
Yeah.
But I still wasn't positive until he announced that he had multiclassed and now he's a paladin as well as whatever.
Hmm. I know that there's a really large following for that particular show, and it actually has led to a lot of people doing it themselves, recording their own group,
mm-hmm.
either on Twitch or just, you know, putting it up on YouTube or whatever. Some people just do it, record the audio and put it up as a podcast, which mm-hmm. is cool in itself, but you don't get to see anything or anything like that, but it's not, it makes it more like a radio play in that regard. But one of the cool things I see about this, and a lot of people have pointed out, is that it's a great way to learn how to play, in their case, D&D 5th edition, right?
Yeah.
But theoretically, there are people playing a lot of different games out there, and it's a great way to learn.
Well, it's not just for the player's sake, for the Dungeon Master's sake. I've seen so many things that I've done kind of, sort of, and how much better I could do it
mm-hmm.
for the enrichment of the game. Sometimes it's simple little things, like his catchphrase is, how do you want to do this? You know, they've been fighting this boss monster for close to an hour and a half. You know, the party has been just ravaged by this thing. And you know, say the barbarian gets in the killing blow, and he gets to describe how the killing blow landed and what effect occurred when it happened. So it that player is wholly invested into this because he gets to tell part of the story.
Right.
And you can see on the player's face, even though they've been playing for years, the excitement. He gets to, you know, add his flair to the story.
Right. Well, that's pretty awesome, you know?
Now, one thing that I've noticed regarding this, I won't say phenomenon, but more and more people watching people play video games or role-playing games or board games or whatever they're watching is, well, it seems to be growing. I mean, the whole YouTube gaming scene is huge. Twitch is Twitch. It's built completely off of gaming and watching other people play games. But there's a downside to this. Not so much for the role-playing part of things, although maybe you get your fix for role-playing by watching them play, and so it makes you less likely to go out and do it yourself. That's a little bit of a stretch. But it isn't when it comes to video games. You could watch on YouTube somebody do a complete playthrough of Cuphead. Is that what it was called? Cuphead, if I remember right?
Yeah.
Or insert video game here. It doesn't matter which one. You could sit down and watch somebody make that playthrough. And the reason why a lot of video game companies in the past were reluctant to let people make video content involving their game was they were afraid people would go, okay, I've watched the whole game. Now why should I play it? Why bother? I've seen the ending. I've even seen the surprise ending. This person who played it showed all the little doodads and Easter eggs you can find through the game. So I'm good. No need to spend my $60.
Now, there's something to be said about that. If you're the kind of person who you've been watching this person play the game, if that game does not excite you to want to play it yourself, you weren't going to buy it anyways.
That I will get behind, yes.
Most people are going to go, that game looks awesome. I need to own it. And they're going to go buy it. Now, if they continue to watch the stream and see all the bonus stuff and it spoils the game for them, that's their issue.
Yeah.
But I don't see it affecting the sales of the game enough to where it matters. The people who are going to buy it are going to buy it and play it. Now, if they get stuck in a spot, yeah, they may go back to the YouTube stream or whatever it is to see how that person got around that particular issue.
Oh, hallelujah. I've done that many a time.
But it's not going to ruin the game for them. It's just something to help them get past that sticking point.
Yep.
So I don't think that argument holds a lot of validity.
Now, for example, my wife and I watch the Mighty Jingles on YouTube pretty much daily. Okay. And he does a lot of World of Tanks content. We don't play World of Tanks. He's just funny. So we watch it. He does World of Warships. We don't play World of Warships, but he's funny. But he does do these other videos, especially his casual Saturday shows, where he'll show a game that normally he wouldn't show. I mean, there's this game, Fractured Space, that he's shown that I'm just like, oh, God. If it wasn't all PvP, I would so get into that. Because it's a pretty cool space battles game, but it's almost all PvP.
Right.
And, okay, it's much like World of Tanks or World of Warships. Eh, that doesn't float my boat. Beautiful game, looks fun. But, yeah, I get my interest in it by watching him play it. But then again, there are other games like the new Battletech game, which I've seen him play it a couple times, and after the first time I watched it, I was like, I have to have that game. I'm just, you know, the price is, it's a little bit lower now for the summer sale on Steam, but I'm kind of thinking I'll hold out for Game of the Year edition the end of the year, but it's a sort of game where it's like, I don't have to have it right now, but oh my, I do want to have that at some point. And I wouldn't have even gone there if I hadn't been watching his videos. I probably would have gone, it's another Battletech game. Meh, they've all sucked recently.
Okay.
So there's points to both sides is what I'm saying. Sometimes you can watch a game, like I've seen large amounts of playthroughs on Cuphead. I have no interest. I've seen enough. Oh, look, it's very interesting to look at. Great. Awesome. Nah, no, thank you. But then I've watched other games where it's like, ooh, that's a game I wasn't thinking of buying, but now, sure. Yeah, I'll do that. And I've had people do that with me when I'm streaming. Like, I was playing Rebel Galaxy once on stream a few months back. And this guy jumped in, and he's like, hey, what's this? So I told him, I was jokingly saying it was EVE Online, but... because that really pisses off the EVE Online players. It must suck to have a superior game that's a single-player game. Anyway, point is, you know, I told him what it was, and he was like, oh, yeah, that looks really fun. It looks familiar, but turns out he had already bought it. But he was going to go and buy the game, but then he went to a Steam store and was like, oh, wait, I have that. Oh, never mind. I'll just play my copy. See you later. You know? So, yeah, it's kind of an interesting phenomenon. I've seen, you know, I myself have said, yeah, that's good enough. I've watched enough. I'm not going to buy that.
Right.
But I don't see a lot of that from other people. I don't see people coming to my stream and going, yeah, I'm just going to watch you play whatever. You don't see that. You don't see them getting their vicarious thrill of playing the game by watching somebody else.
No.
I think that's something that Nintendo is afraid of, and a few other publishers, but for the most part, they look at it as, huh, there's like 1 in 100 who might watch a live stream or a video and go, yeah, I'm not going to play that, you know, because I'm good watching it. And then there's 99 other people who got to see that video and went, hey, maybe that, you know, it was free advertising to them. Maybe they didn't like it. Maybe they did. But it was still eyeballs on product.
Right.
So it's worthwhile. Nintendo is just, you know, a 100-year-old plus company who is stuck in the 20th century when it comes to their ideas about videos and live streams.
Well, there's people who are live streaming Nintendo games.
Yes, with Nintendo's permission and their hand in their pocket. Nintendo only allows you to live stream and put up videos of their content if you're in their partnership program, in which case you are, say, a YouTube partner or a Twitch partner. You're making money for your video, but you actually have to give Nintendo a chunk of that money you make. Or more to the point, Nintendo gets that money and they give you a portion. Not sure how it exactly works, but basically, if you want to live stream that's great. Or put up videos of it, that's awesome. Goody. As long as you don't mind giving up a good portion of your money for the privilege of showing their content and advertising their games for them. Thanks, no. I'm good.
Yeah, well, to each his own, though. I mean, these streamers are doing really well doing this. They play the Super Mario Brothers, plus they do Mario Maker and several others.
Sure.
And they're extremely popular. My son absolutely loves it.
And that's great, because the popular ones can get away with it, because there's a big difference between making $5,000 in a live stream, let's say, and having to give 40% of that to Nintendo. So you come out of that with what, around $3,000? Or being an affiliate like me, who has almost no followers and is trying to just scrape by, who makes, let's say, $2 in bits. Oh, wait, give 40% of that, 80 cents, let's say, to Nintendo. So I'm left with a $1.20 out of two. thanks. No, I'm good. But again, that's slightly off topic. We're supposed to be talking about benefits of this. And moreover, is it worth it? Should people be doing this? Should people, there's the learning aspect and there's some entertainment aspect, but, and of course, is this something they want to play? Getting some, initial marketing taken care of so they're not learning about the game blind. That's all well and good, but can you think of any negatives to this whole thing besides losing sales?
Not really. My question isn't, should they be doing this, but trying to think of a good way to phrase this. I guess it's really not a question. It's more of, if the market supports it, if people are willing to watch, I don't see any problem with it. If you can, make a living or have an enjoyable hobby doing it, then do it.
Oh, that's actually a good way of it boils down to basically that, because doing the videos for as long as I did on YouTube, I didn't get any feedback on that, on what I was doing. If the people who were watching for a minute or an hour or whatever it was, it's very hard to find out what they're thinking and why they're watching. Now, generally, I play MMOs. People don't watch to learn from me. They don't watch because they're, wanting to know if this is a game they want to buy or not, or a game they want to start up generally. I had one person who follows me from Denmark remark to me early on, a few months back, telling me that they played the same game I was playing, Lord of the Rings Online. And when I would be streaming in the morning, they were just getting home from work. And so they would put on my live stream on one monitor and be listening to me while they played. Basically, it was a companion voice. It was, they could listen to what I was doing, and if I was funny, laugh along or whatever, kind of like having a radio on or a stereo on, just some companion noise on while they're grinding for whatever they're doing or whatever. It's not the sort of thing while you're chatting with friends or talking with them on TeamSpeak or Discord or whatever you're using. But if you're playing alone, having that voice and being able to reach over and type in something in a chat and get that interaction.
Yeah.
That's important to a lot of people. They like having that in the background or off to the side where they can, nothing's going on here. I'm on a flight path in World of Warcraft. So, hey, what's so-and-so doing? They'll go over and watch what they're doing and then go back to what they're doing while they listen to so-and-so.
It's still just a matter of personal preferences.
Yeah. Sometimes it's personalities they're looking for. Other times it's the games they're looking for. But
and some people who, a lot of the ones who are out there doing this on the regular, they have a lot of talent. They're usually pretty good at playing the game and making it entertaining for those who are watching.
And then there's me.
Well, I wasn't going to go there, but, it is what it is. Politely dissing you, that's all.
That's fine. There's a reason why it's Failed Gaming with Squirmy. And the individual shows are failing at LOTRO or failing at WoW. I fail. I die a lot. That's part of the entertainment.
Yeah. Well, if that's what they're looking for, then you supply it.
Maybe I make them feel better about themselves.
Wow, at least I don't suck that bad.
Exactly. Yeah, I think we've wrung this one out a little bit.
No, I don't know. There are a lot of good video casters out there who really deserve to be noticed, and they're just not getting the notice they deserve. And it sucks because they are pretty damn funny.
That's true. That's why a lot of times I'll suggest people don't look at the very, if you're on Twitch, for example, you jump into the World of Warcraft group, let's say.
Yeah.
There are literally thousands of people playing the game on Twitch, and you'll run into the top guys, the top live streams up at the top, and they've got thousands of people watching them.
Yeah.
Well, scroll down, go back a few pages, find the ones that have 5 or 10 people watching down at the way back. That's where you find a lot of people that are just starting out or just aren't getting any attention. That's why WoW is not a great game to play while you're live streaming, because it's so hard to get noticed. But as Muckshifter, a fellow Twitch live streamer I know, was telling me of late, Guild Wars 2, that's a pretty good game to be live streaming, because you have, like, when we both do our live streaming, it's in the late hours here in the Pacific time zone, uh-huh, or early morning, right?
Right.
And there's like 30 something people live streaming that game.
Uh-huh.
But among them, like 500 people watching. So
yeah,
you can be down, you know, not top of the pack, but you're also fairly easy to find. So suddenly some of those other people are like, man, I'm lagging out on this one that's got 1,000 people watching, or, you know, several hundred. I'm going to go check out one of these other ones. Or, oh, at that time of day, there's a lot of people who are German or French or whatever who are playing, and I don't know that language. Hey, there's someone speaking English. Awesome. And they'll jump in there. That's what gets him by. He's out of Britain, so he's getting some good views that way. So, yeah, it's all in the game you choose and whether that game has enough people that are interested to drive eyeballs to your stream. Because if you're playing a game no one cares about, you might
you're
get some
reviews.
Yeah, people might be stringing through and going, oh, someone's actually playing the Secret World. I mean, not Secret World Legends, the new version that they put out, the action RPG, shared world RPG. No, they're playing the actual Secret World, the MMORPG that is in maintenance mode. Someone's actually bothering? Oh, look, it's Scormy. What the hell, him again?
To each his own.
Hey, I like the Secret World, okay? I don't like having a crosshair right in the middle of my screen. I don't play to play a first-person shooter, I'm sorry. Just saying. There's too much stuff on the screen to be able to roleplay. It bugs me.
Again, plus, to each his own.
Hey, fifth anniversary for one of your favorite games is here. Hey, we gift it with Obsolescence. No further stuff, and if you want to get new content, you have to come over to this game that you don't want and you weren't asking for.
Sounds like someone's just a bit bitter.
Oh, yeah. I haven't forgotten, Funcom. I haven't forgotten. Guess what else isn't loaded onto my computer right now?
Well, good. That just means you have more time for Guild Wars.
That's also not on my game, on my system yet.
Well, that's just a personality problem, then.
It's going to be. I haven't installed it yet, but I was in a hurry, regardless.
Yes.
Anyway, so we done now?
If we would say so.
Confused people enough, driven them away from the podcast in droves already.
Probably.
Yeah. So,
but, you know.
Yeah. Before we go, I would like to say that, yes, if anyone's interested in joining the live stream, I keep saying live stream, joining the podcast, we're welcome to talk to you about it. Perfectly happy to jump on our Discord server. We can have a nice chat, see if we all mesh, and maybe you too can be on a podcast that very few people care about.
Well, I thought I was going to have Jason and Josh today, but unfortunately Josh had to go home. He didn't have time to be on the show.
That's fine. I mean, yeah, Adrian, oh god, they're only on for one recording session. I can't remember the other guy's moniker. Well,
that was I can't remember his name now.
We're really good at this. I'm sorry,
but it was Josh and Jason.
Yes.
Not Brian. And they were...
Josh. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was thinking Brian.
Mr. Cuddles.
Yes.
I think was the moniker he used. Yes. Well, he has been enjoying his gaming experiences, and I thought he would have a lot to say, you know, of value. Unfortunately, like I said, he was just down for Father's Day and just doesn't have time to hang out. He's got to get back to work.
Well, that's a problem. You know, young kids these days, they've got lives to lead and whatnot. They've got stuff to do. And we're old. We're approaching retirement age. What else do we have to do on a Sunday morning?
Well, I'll have you know that I missed going for breakfast this morning.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't need to apologize.
You could have told me and we could have put it off.
That's okay. It's just Josh was wanted to grab breakfast before he headed out. And I had already committed to this, so I figured I would be here. And Kelly and Christopher are going to go have breakfast.
Oh, good for them. Maybe they'll bring you something home.
Probably. I don't care. I get it's Father's Day, and I get to sit at the house, play on the computer, and do jack shit all morning long.
That's a bonus. Yesterday, yeah. I got to go to the Renaissance Fair and just buy stuff. I have an accorded neutral territory sign hanging right above my recliner. And for those of you who get that reference, awesome. Bonus points for you.
I also happen to be wearing a shirt from that series.
Yes. I remember seeing that online and I pointed that out to your dear wifey.
This is the pizza or death.
Oh, no, that's the wrong shirt then. I was thinking you had the one
that... Zalord's Guard.
The artwork with him and the dinosaur.
Yeah, I don't have that one yet. I really want that one.
Yes, that's a good one. Anyway, I'm going to go have some lunch because I need lunch and I have to live stream in like soonish.
Well, enjoy.
Because it's got to count for Sunday, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm going to put on another episode of Critical Role.
Well, you do that, and perhaps next weekend we will actually join you.
That'd be awesome.
Till next time, I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you actually listened to the whole episode? I'm frankly shocked, and have lost a little bit of respect for you, to be honest. But since you are obviously a glutton for punishment, why don't you drop by our new website, squirmy.com? It can't be a much bigger time waster than this podcast has been, can it? Actually, yes, it totally can, but check it out anyway.